Good morning. Once again, this is Father Joseph Hagen. I'm here at the Priory of St. Vincent Ferrer, and I'm joined with Father Hyacinth, our newly ordained priest. And Father Hyacinth, it's been a month and a half so far of being a priest, and New York City is a fast-moving city, so I'm wondering what any best moments so far, any best memories just a month and a half in to being a priest?
Well, let's see. This is something that you never expect as a priest, but it was over a month before I was able to say Mass with the people.
Oh, all these live stream Masses. Yeah.
All these live stream Masses, you know, private Masses with various sort of sisters' convents. But the first Mass I was able to say with the people was on Monday.
Yeah.
And so that was a great joy to be able to see some of you all there. This was a 7 a.m. Mass on a Monday at...
June 29th, then.
June 29th at St. Catherine's. Yeah. So not the sort of typical first Mass of the people, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure everyone was awake. Yeah. 7 o'clock
waking
on Monday.
Waking up to get there.
But no, it was a great joy to finally be able to say Mass with and for you all. And to have confidence that all of those Masses without you are still bearing fruit in your lives, but in a particular way to rejoice that we are able to pray together now and to say Mass together now. And so just to express my gratitude for you all for coming to Mass in this sort of strange and, uncertain time, and having confidence and faith in that. And if you're not comfortable coming to Mass, knowing that we're still praying for you, mm-hmm. and we look mm-hmm. forward to seeing you someday.
Yeah, we look forward to the day where we sort of get back to the routine of it. But also to, when we get back to the routine of it, to always have a special gratitude, knowing that we can't take this for granted anymore. So we thank God for Father Hyacinth, for his ministry. We thank God for public Mass once again. We ask him to protect the health of our bodies and our minds and our souls in this time. And we pray for a return for all God's people to the public sacraments, that we would celebrate him in the Eucharist, that we would be forgiven by him in confession. And just as always, thank you for joining us this morning and for this little chat, and we hope to talk to you tomorrow. God bless you.